Welcome to Eyes on the Outdoors, award-winning outdoor radio show where the tradition of hunting and fishing lives on. Gather around the campfire, and we'll fill you in on outdoor news, product reviews, great guest interviews, and in-the-field reporting for hunters, shooters, and anglers. Plus, we'll have a whole lot of fun. If you're good, we might have story time with Uncle Ray.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Time to make the coffee. Time to make the donut.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin. The Japanese have attacked Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, by air, President Roosevelt has just announced. The attack also was made on all naval and military activities on the principal island of Oahu.
We take you now to Washington.
The details are not available. They will be in a few minutes. The White House is now giving out a statement. The attack apparently was made on all naval and military activities on the principal island of Oahu. The president's brief statement was read to reporters by Stephen Early, the president's secretary. A Japanese attack upon Pearl Harbor naturally would mean war. Such an attack would naturally bring a counterattack. And hostilities of this kind would naturally mean that the president would ask Congress for a declaration of war. There is no doubt from the temper of Congress that such a declaration would be granted. And just now comes the word from the president's office that a second air attack has been reported on Army and Navy bases in Manila. Thus, we have official announcements from the White House that Japanese airplanes have attacked Pearl Harbor in Hawaii and have now attacked Army and Navy bases in Manila. We return you now to New York and we'll give you later information as it comes along from the White House. Return you now to New York.
Yesterday, December 7, 1941, a date which will live in infamy, the United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan. The attack yesterday on the Hawaiian Islands has caused severe damage to American naval and military forces. I regret to tell you that very many American lives have been lost. In addition, American ships have been reported torpedoed on the high seas between San Francisco and Honolulu. Yesterday, the Japanese government also launched an attack against Malaya. Last night, Japanese forces attacked Hong Kong. Last night, Japanese forces attacked Guam. Last night, Japanese forces attacked the Philippine Islands. Last night, the Japanese attacked Wake Island. And this morning, the Japanese attacked Midway Island. Japan has therefore undertaken a surprise offensive extending throughout the Pacific area. The facts of yesterday and today speak for themselves. As Commander-in-Chief of the Army and Navy, I have directed that all measures be taken for our defense, but always will our whole nation remember the character of the onslaught against us. No matter how long it may take us to overcome this premeditated invasion, the American people in their righteous might will win through to absolute victory.
With confidence in our armed forces, with the unbounding determination of our people, we will gain the inevitable triumph, so help us God.
We now return to regular scheduled programming.
Time to make the coffee.
Hey! Wake up!
That's better.
Hey, boys and girls, pull your chair up close to the campfire. We do the Pledge of Allegiance. We believe in God, the Second Amendment. Our heroes are the men and women in uniform. So get ready to rock and roll. We're going to do a little radio show.
Brought to you by Mossberg Quality Firearms. Built rugged, proudly American. Indian Creek Shooting Systems. Quality waterfowl and turkey choke tubes. Thomas Coffee, the official coffee for I in the outdoors.
Dove Creek Wagyu Cattle Company, home of the best damn beef jerky. Go to DoveCreekWagyu.com.
CFM, Conservation Federation of Missouri, at confedmo.org.
Z-Max, micro-lubricant for guns.
Z-Max, made in America.
RTP Outdoors, RTPOutdoors.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, your hub, inducted into the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame. Nationally known turkey hunting icon, Mr. Ray I.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the campfire. Your handsome but yet humble host, Ray I. Here with the Peanut, Matty G, Vogler Vogler, on a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Saturday morning. A little bit of rain out there. Be careful on those roads. How about that Thanksgiving, huh? Wasn't that a great time?
Great time.
Great time. Back from the Ozarks. I just really enjoyed the Ozarks. Yeah, I had more fun working on the next hunt, setting up camp and putting up deer stands and blind selections and scouting. That's more fun. The leaves finally dropped. Boy, you can really see. You know, I'm pretty fortunate. I've hunted a lot of places. I've hunted Africa and British Columbia, the Yukon, Alaska, Yucatan Peninsula, you know, on and on and on. Hawaii, of course, with our brother John and down in Mexico, but still special. Glad to be back in the Ozarks, Southern Missouri. Great, great. Hey, we came in with a little announcement there about Pearl Harbor, the anniversary coming up this week, and we always want to try to bring that out to you all because it's very, very important to remember our history so it's not repeated, right, Vogler Vogler? The attack on Pearl Harbor was a surprise military strike by the Imperial Japanese Navy Air Service against the United States Naval Base at Pearl Harbor, Hawaii Territory, on the morning of December 7th, 1941. Never forget, 188 U.S. aircraft were destroyed, 2,403 Americans lost their lives, and 1,178 others were wounded. Important base installations such as the power station, dry dock, shipyard, maintenance and fuel and torpedo storage facilities, as well as submarine piers and headquarters, Billings, also home of the intelligence section, were not attacked. Japanese losses were light, 29 aircraft and 5 midget submarines lost, and 64 servicemen killed. One Japanese sailor, Kamozo Samamaki, was captured. And that's your history of Pearl Harbor. Yeehaw. Very important that we do that. Very important. Our kids did pretty good here, Vogler Vogler, for the youth hunt, MDC, there that late season, which was right after Thanksgiving.
Right.
And the MDC announces young hunters aged 6 through 15 harvested 2,556 deer during Missouri's late youth portion of the 2018 deer hunting season. That was November 23rd, 25th. Of the 2,556 deer harvested, 1,140 were antlered bucks, 336 were button bucks, and 1,080 were does.
Didn't our friend Jim Anderson's, one of his friends, just nailed a monster? It was
that wasn't the youth season.
I thought during the youth season.
What are you talking about, Vogler? Top counties, we're talking about the youth season.
Yeah.
Top counties, Jim Anderson was in a deer camp for deer season.
No, one of his friends.
Top counties. Shut up, Vogler Vogler. Yes. Top counties of the late youth poor season. What am I going to do with him, Matt? You got any suggestions that I could do with him?
I don't know. You could beat him with a stick.
I don't know. We've tried that. Tase him. We need a taser. We need one of those guns the cops got to shoot Wouldn't that be awesome?
Did you say what I think you said?
No, I didn't say that.
Top counties of the late youth portion were Wayne with 47, Ripley with 46, and Franklin. And Franklin, Macon, and Osage, each with having 45 deer checked. Last year's harvest total for the late portion was 3,115. Okay, archery deer hunting continues through January 15th, 2019. Up next for deer in Missouri is the antlerless portion. They just did that, right? November 30th through December 2nd. Lastly, the alternative or muzzleloader, which we're setting up for, is December 22nd through January 1, right?
Yes.
Right.
Or at Laddles, too.
Yeah. Let me tell you a little bit what we're going to have on the show. Me and the Vogler Vogler and Peanut and Matty G just do a little visiting here. We're going to have what?
Boulder. Thank you for that muffin. That was a great muffin.
Thank my wife for that. She did that. I don't know why.
Thank you, Queen.
I don't know why the Queen thanks you guys like that. She don't buy me stuff like that.
Thank you.
We're going to go down and see Chris Figge.
Ooh, good.
The Delta Waterfowl Riceland Chapter is going to have their 10th annual. 10th annual, baby. Waterfowl Heritage Dinner. That's December 15th. We'll let him tell us about that. But good deal. I like to get him on. You know, we had Chris on when we did the remote down at Murray's.
Yes, we did.
Great guy. Great guy. Good information. They're giving away shotgun, and he's got an announcement he's going to make today that has not been announced. So you might want to stick around for that. It's going to be good. And story time is the new kitchen. We're going to go back to the Ozarks, and because of the deer hunting season, and my Uncle Lee wants to go deer hunting, but he's got a job to do with the outhouse before he can go. And they got a brand new kitchen, but he's got to do the outhouse before he go deer hunting, and that's going to be story time. What do you think about that, Vogelbacher?
I think that's pretty good. I was told a story recently by a cousin that when my uncle, bought their grandmother a...
Why don't you get into the microphone? How many years have you been doing this?
A refrigerator.
Jeez.
For Christmas one year.
Yeah.
And because they were in the ice and cold business, she had to put a tarp over it in her house. She didn't want anybody knowing they had a real refrigerator. And that's like the new kitchen, you know?
Oh, really?
I was going here someplace. The link is there. I swear.
There. Pull the microphone up. Thank you.
Pull the microphone up.
My goodness.
Well, this spring is funny. It keeps drifting away from
me. Well, okay, I got a question for you. Did you get the news items I sent you? I emailed you? Because in the next segment, we're going to do those.
Yeah.
And we've got a pretty good segment of news items.
We do.
He got them. Did he read them or edit them or anything?
Okay. No. That, are you kidding me?
That would take away from the fun and magic of the new segment.
You think he would print them out, large type, get rid of what he doesn't need, get right to the point in the meat and the potatoes of the news item, double space them, large caps? No.
None of that.
No.
Like this? Right there. See? It's
talking to your microphone.
Right there. See it? I got it. But yeah, he didn't print it out.
Yeah, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back on the side, a few news items, and then we're going to go down and see Chris Figge, and then we're going to do a little story time.
Woo-hoo.
Right? All right, we'll take a break, and we'll see you all on the other side.